We are looking at, well, I was going to say sports, but I suppose leisure, activity, fitness. If you are into your running, you'll know the joys of being out on the open road, the benefits for your physical health, your mental health, even just running around the streets or on a running track itself. But we are encouraging more blind and partially sighted people to take up running. And today we're going to be chatting with VI Runners Bristol, learn a bit about the organisation and what they're hoping to achieve as well. Getting more of us out and about. Colin Johnson is with us. Now, tell us a little bit about the organisation, first of all, how it all came about.
We set up now about 5 years ago, and it came about after I first met Chris Blackaby, who you're going to also speak with, when he needed a guide to run the Budapest Marathon. And I went out with him and trained to be a guide. Chris completed his first marathon. And from there, we sort of realised the immense value that running can bring. So we decided to sort of get a bunch of my other running mates trained up as guides and then go out there and try and find other visually impaired and blind people to give running a go. And that was 5 years ago now. And we set up VI Runners Bristol, which is on Facebook. And we went to the RNIB and I presented what we were proposing to do. And we got about 10 people to come along. We got them doing sort of a couch to 5K. And from there, a lot of them went on to do 5Ks, 10Ks, and some of them even achieved marathons as well. So I then went on to become a guide instructor for England Athletics. So I actually help them and give courses around the UK to other people that want to become a guide. It isn't rocket science, really. It's only a 2 hour course, which involves an hour in the classroom and then an hour practical with tethers and blindfolds and various things. So yeah, that's how we started to get that pool of guides to support then people who want to run who are visually impaired.
We have Chris with us as well. I suppose yourself and Colin kind of kicked all this off. I thought I was going to be chatting with someone who just wanted to get out and run the streets, not do a marathon in Budapest. So, where did your love of running come from in the first place?
I started running probably around about 12 years ago now, and I guess what it was I just wanted to improve my general well-being, my mental health. Started doing a little bit of treadmill at the gym, and very quickly it became quite tedious just running on the treadmill. I guess what happened then was I evolved into a little bit of road running with a couple of people from the gym, and I guess my love of running picked up from there. I started out by doing just a little bit of training. Somebody suggested that I should perhaps do a 5K and start going along to parkrun, and it kind of developed from there. So I gradually moved on. I got a little bit quicker, got a little bit fitter, faster. And then the opportunity came along when somebody said to me, there is an opportunity for a blind runner to go over to Budapest and run there. Would you be ready to give it a go? Me being me, said, yeah, come on, this is a challenge. And yeah, I then kind of hit social media quite hard, found Colin, and the rest is history. I think we've now run maybe five or six marathons together.
Colin, a lot of trust involved there, I suppose, from both parties as well. You as a guide are guiding someone who is blind along a course or a road or something like that. They're not always flat, there's all sorts of obstacles as well. So I suppose a lot of responsibility on the guide.
Yes, to some extent, it is a partnership, really, the two of you. And when you first meet a runner as a guide, you sort of ask them always, how would they like to be guided? And you're right about choosing a location. And so we often will run somewhere like in a park with fairly nice, open, wide, smoother tarmacked areas is ideal. Where if you're running around the streets where you've got a lot of road furniture, bins, people, it's not that you can't do it. It's just a lot more we'd call technical stop starting. And as a guide, you're their eyes really, and you're having to take judgments on whether to slow things down, to what you can run through and run round. So yeah, it is about trust, and it's always about asking the person how they would like to be guided.
Do you kind of develop, I suppose I'm going to say instructions, but I suppose certain people like to be guided a certain way. You've got learning the person's pace, learning the best way to tell them about certain kinds of bumps or turns or whatever. I suppose it's just getting used to each other, really, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And part of the guide training is to feel comfortable about asking what the person's condition is. because it can be very different. Everyone's individual and people may struggle going from light to dark or dark to light, or, and in Chris's case, Chris is total. So, but others, depending on their condition, and it's useful as a guide to know that.
The expectation is when you first start running is, I guess, getting to the point where you are comfortable, and it may be that you're quite happy to run, walk, or you may want to progress it up to marathon stroke ultra running. And certainly there are some visually impaired ultra runners out there. And, you know, conversely, there are people out there, you know, doing a couple of K walk run and also very happy.
Nicole, you are also looking to get the word out there. A bit of a challenge or an event, aren't you?
I approached the Great Run Company to say, look, we need to have a category specific to visually impaired and blind people so that they can compete with each other, and it would help promote running to that community. Because, you know, if there's 350,000 people in the country that are severely visually impaired, I know there's only a tiny fraction of those that actually actively take part in running. And I just thought having an event like a Bristol 10K, and in parallel to that, having a VI challenge race along that, would give a focus and hopefully help promote running to the wider community and encourage others just to give it a go. And so that's happening on the 19th of September this year. There'll be the first ever 10K race specifically for blind and visually impaired people.
If people would like more information, then Colin, what's the best way to get that?
Yeah, so if they go online to the Bristol 10K, they'll see a link on there to the visually impaired challenge race. And if they follow that link, they can register as a normal runner on there. And all they have to do then is email the organizers, and the details are all on the website, that they want to take part in the challenge race, and they have to then nominate who their guide will be. Guide doesn't have to pay anything, so they get free entry. And there'll be first, second and third medals for Cross the Line for men and women, specific medals for them, as well as completing the 10K itself.
Fantastic. Well, let's hope some people do take this up, or indeed wherever they are in the UK, just have a look at the running as well. And the guide running, to Colin and to Chris, thanks to both of you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Brilliant. Thank you.